The man at the centre of a standoff with police in Stratford has been arrested and taken into custody. Police negotiators and the armed defenders squad surrounded a house for more than 12 hours and say they were shot at during the ordeal. A man was finally arrested just before 3 o'clock this afternoon. Reporter Robin Martin was on the scene as the day unfolded.
It began when a car fled police in the early hours of Tuesday morning. According to the police, the man in question was in a car which failed to stop when requested. Shots were fired at officers and the car fled before being ditched on State Highway 3, the main drag, near the centre of Stratford town. The man then fled south, holing up in a house near the corner of Achilles Street and Celia Street. Neighbours say they were woken up in the early hours to running footsteps and loud bangs. Police negotiators and the armed offender squad surrounded a house. Jessie Lee Boland, who has three kids under four, says she was woken at about 10:30 last night by a commotion outside. She says she heard running footsteps and a little later, what sounded like a gunshot. She says at about 8 o'clock this morning, she was getting her kids ready for daycare when she heard more loud bangs.
So I waited about 15-20 minutes and I didn't hear anything else, so I was like, right, time to get off to daycare, and I don't think I'll be staying here tonight. I'll be staying on the other side of Stratford with the rest of my family.
Avon School and St Joseph's Catholic School both went into lockdown, which was lifted at about midday after police advised the risk to them was low. A friend of the man had travelled from Waitara to try and convince him to come out without a fight. Marama, who did not want to give her last name, says the man was already known to police. She spoke to him on the phone earlier today.
I spoke to him earlier and said, it's that gun. You get that gun out of that house, that you just throw it out, and then really they have no reason to be firing at you. But while you got that gun, of course, I would expect them to fire at you.
He was taken into custody by police at 3 o'clock. Marama says she's happy it ended without anyone getting hurt.
We're happy with that, really, really happy that he's alive. And I guess they're taking him to the New Plymouth police station and we'll take it from there.
The incident lasted more than 12 hours and police say nobody was injured.